So, let's see, you're going to be hitting it with Wazozo. And what's Wazozo about?
Wazozo is a group that I started 3.5 years ago that is basically all French chansons and musettes. So I sing French songs that were kind of more popular in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, kind of art songs, like Georges Brassens, who is kind of like the Bob Dylan of that era in France.
So your perception is Bob Dylan's an art musician?
Well, it's different because it's a French chanson genre, but he kind of has that like political statement
So like early Bob
tradition,
Dylan.
early Bob Dylan, yeah,
Gotcha.
early Bob Dylan.
So why are you choosing to do that material?
For personal gain, for personal satisfaction, because I'm from fluently, and I miss speaking French, so really that's why I started this band, because I thought, well, if I start a band where I have to sing in French, then I'll at least hear my own voice in French that many times, you know.
So it's for French reasons, and it's all, but wait a second, but you're Belgian, you're from Belgium,
True.
but and so the reasons are partially political, or is that why you have those kinds of songs, or it's not at all, or you just like the songs?
I do enjoy the songs. I don't. I do enjoy his sense of humor a lot. He has a really witty way of weaving the French language in and out of sort of. He was a French professor, and he weaves in a lot of old French, Latin, and historical references in his songs that go over my head a lot, and I end up having to research them and figure out what he's talking about. And he's very witty, and he uses the language really well. So it's like furthering my education in the French language.
How do you think that comes across for the people that you're playing for?
Well, I have to, depending on where I'm playing, usually I just sort of sum up the song briefly, if even that. I say to the audience, well, this song is about unrequited love and pots of mustard, you know, and just kind of make a funny anecdote. And sometimes I feel like I'm making the joke just for me, but some people laugh, you know, that's nice. But I just kind of translate the song real quick. But I think that some French speakers that I've talked to that have listened to the gig really appreciate it, because Georges Brassens is a very he's very French, first of all. He's like a very French persona. He's got a big mustache and big wavy white hair, and he's sang for auditoriums of 50,000 people just with him and his guitar, and people really love him, so they enjoy hearing his songs. If
Do you present this his songs in the style that he did them, or is there a new style going on?
there's definitely a bit of mutation. First of all, when I first started playing them, it was whatever was easiest for me to get the chords across on the cello, because I'm playing cello and singing at the same time. And this band started with just me playing bass lines and singing at home, trying to pick out the songs. And then I added Darren on violin, and then we grew from there. But so it was whatever was easiest for me to sing and play, which kind of created a very, very simple, almost, you know, childlike quality to the song, which some of his songs have that, have a kind for a while, and I couldn't do 2/4, and I don't know why. Maybe I had time on the third beat to kind of catch my next chord change and my voice and stuff like that. But so it was a challenge, and I think that in its, and now it's become, the more that I'm comfortable singing and playing, I notice that the harmonies of the songs that we're doing I'm choosing songs that are more complex.
Uh-huh.
I'm branching out as I'm getting more comfortable singing. My cello playing can become more and more free of my singing.